You know the national news. In a moment, I'll give you Wednesday's local report on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman says mostly cloudy and breezy, maybe a passing shower for the next couple of days. Daytime high temperature, about 72 degrees. Cloudy overnight, low about 58. That'll continue for a few days with a colder snap coming. After that, temperatures dipping down to around 48 at night for a couple of days. Topping Wednesday's local news, city police responded to the 400 block of 9th Street yesterday for a reported disturbance there. On arrival, a person on a porch was pointing to a man in the street yelling, "He's got a knife." Police approached that suspect and told him to show them his hands, but after several times, the man refused and said, "I'm not going to effing do that," and began to walk away. Fearing the suspect might hurt someone in the area, and because he would not stop, police were forced to use their taser to stop him. After further investigation, it was learned that the suspect, now identified as John Parker of 9th Street, was arguing with another man on the street who told him to go away when Parker allegedly pulled out a knife and stabbed him in the face and shoulder. That victim escaped any serious injury and was treated at the scene by the fire department and an ambulance crew, but refused transport to the hospital, with his injuries described as minor. Parker was charged with aggravated assault with a weapon and resisting arrest in the case. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder of this report of news brought to you by the Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls, two locally owned and operated pharmacies that take the time to really care about you. And if you're getting prescriptions now from a drugstore that's closing soon, think about Wellness Park at 87th of Buffalo Avenue and Community Medical on Michigan Avenue just off Main. They want to become your family health care partners, and they'll be glad to deliver your prescriptions free of charge. If you want to switch over or you want more details, call them at 260-1918. Local news is also brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911, the local repairman with 44 years experience and the best price you're going to find anywhere, $35 service call plus parts and labor. And Chris will come to your home and fix those appliances. But to get him there, that phone call, 523-5911. So put it in your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need it. In other local news, at Tops on the Boulevard, a woman tried leaving the store with a whole basket full of food she didn't pay for. Police said Courtney Marsili out of 61st Street was stopped in the lot with $334 worth of alleged stolen groceries. They said she gave them no problem with going back to the store and being charged with petty larceny in the case, but with hardly any consequences due to the state's no bail law, why would there be? Marsiliot was given an appearance ticket to appear in court at a later date and then released. In the meantime, people keep wondering why the cost of the groceries keep going up. At 24th and Pine Avenue, a man who drove past a police car with no headlights on was pulled over. Officers said they noticed the smell of alcohol coming from the car and say an open can of Corona Tallboy was found near the driver. After failing some field sobriety tests on the scene, Stefan Amato of Grand Avenue was charged with DWI and with using alcohol or cannabis in a car. He was issued an appearance ticket there for driving while intoxicated and with driving without headlights. Then he was released and his car was towed by police. Accidents reported today to Niagara Radio. About 7:33 this morning at Lockport and Tuscarora Road in the town of Niagara, a dump truck and an SUV collided. There were reported injuries there. Town of Niagara Police and members of Niagara Active Hose responded to the scene. Around 9:22, a one-vehicle accident at Linwood and Robbins Drive in the city sent Niagara Falls Police and fire personnel to that scene. There were reported injuries there. And just before 8 o'clock in North Tonawanda, a one-vehicle accident reported on Sweeney Street. Unknown injuries there. North Tonawanda first responders assisted at that scene. And around 6:30 on Wednesday morning, the Wendelville Fire Company made quick work of a brush fire at 6064 South Transit Road. No major problems reported there, and the cause is under investigation. And regarding the planned strike by workers at Our Lady of Peace Nursing Home in Lewiston that we told you about yesterday, Apparently, they've come to a tentative agreement and have pulled back their strike notice, and with the final okay expected, the strike there looks like it's being canceled. Finally, the Niagara County Sheriff's Office reminds you, if you'd like to be a correction officer, you have until May 20th to register for the exam. Requirements include a high school diploma or GED, possession of a valid New York State license. You must be able to complete and pass the strength and agility test, a medical exam, drug screening, and a background investigation, along with a complete psychological exam. If you think you might be interested, contact the Niagara County Civil Service Department. Benefits for the job include competitive pay, health care, New York State retirement, advanced opportunities, and paid leave. And here's the date to remember, May 26th, in the town of Niagara Park, President Lion Mike Hoplite and the Helping Hands Club will be hosting the annual Memorial Day ceremony at the Veterans Memorial Park in the town of Niagara, located at 7000 Lockport Road. Ceremony will begin at 11 a.m. with the Pledge of Allegiance, Star Spangled Banner, and taps. Pastor Ron Maines of the Forest View Church of God will provide the opening and closing prayers, and memorial wreaths will be placed next to the monument by the town of Niagara Lions Club and Helping Hands, with Lion John Texera dedicating a new park bench in honor of Angelo Anovello. Public is asked to join them as a gratified nation rightly honors and remembers those who have given the final measure of devotion, their life, and service to the United States of America. In case of inclement weather, that ceremony will be moved inside to the Kelvin Richards Community Center. And if you'd like any more information, you can call them at 716-390-6604. That's Monday, May 22nd, in the town of Niagara. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. Remember, the Links of Niagara is still open to practice your golfing skills before you get out onto the green. And you do it in the comfort inside on the same golf simulators that the pros use. The Links of Niagara in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard, where parking for golfers is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio. And you can hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by clicking our local news tab on the site after refreshing your browser. And by popular demand, we also feature our news daily on Facebook by entering niagaradio.net. I'm Sal Panessa.